on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at the Victorian Form Preview for Swan Hill today and Cranbourne tonight. Trav Noonan finding all the winners at Cranbourne, and Harry White, who has been airborne, his best bet getting home after it was smashed in the market last night, is looking at Swan Hill today. Good morning, H.
Good morning, Michael.
Well done last night. Have we got another good thing today?
We do. We can't get $3.60, but I think that we can definitely back up and get the best bet over the line again.
All right, we like that. Swan Hill, it is a magnificent course to have a bet at. It's a good four today. The rail is in the true position. Let's get stuck into the meeting. The first race kicks off at 1:30 this afternoon. And as we have a look at the market for the first race, which is a three-year-old maiden, we can take out four. Sir Davy's the favourite. Johnny Allen, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace. It's a shorty, $1.40. Spirit de Lune at $3.60. And then Bygone Era, first starter from the Payne Stables at $8. Do we kick off with a short price favourite?
Yeah, we do. I think, look, Sir Davy split Trodair and Black Pen on debut last prep. Both of those horses are very handy form references for a race like this. Not to mention that race has provided five subsequent winners overall. He's won a jump out impressively leading into this prep. Maps for the run of the race. Be very surprised if the horse gets beaten, but there's no value about it. Spirit de Lune stuck on well for the Mind of Money in both career runs. The form through those races reads well enough. Maps to lead, so should get every chance. Bygone Era, the Paddy Payne debutant, has shown ability at the trials. Maybe Testu style, best of the remaining two. 2, 3, 1, 5.
2, 3, 1, and 5. Maher Eustace have the favourite in the second as well. This is Saint of Catawise, another odds on him, $1.70. Boga Dreams for Harry and Osti Coffee at $4.40. And Yuan Fan is at $7.50. So another odds on him in the second.
Yeah, I think this favourite wins as well, Michael. Saint of Catawise, resuming for a second prep in Australia, ran very well first up last prep. Went around as favourite, didn't win, but it did look a stronger maiden. Recent jump out was solid, maps for a gun run. Yuan Fen, I thought, was the danger. Ran on strongly through the line on debut over 1,000 metres, giving me the impression he needs more ground. Looks to have upside based on that effort. All Too Tough has won both jump outs leading into this prep. Could be forgiven for a debut fail after working very hard for the lead. And then Boga Dreams is a local hope on a quick backup after filling the minor money on Monday. 2, 6, 3, 4.
2, 6, 3, and 4 in the second. Race 3, another odds-on favourite, Aznavour from the Archie Alexander Stable, $1.75. Billy Frenado is at $4.60. Stratum's reward, $5. So do we roll all of these short-priced favourites in together? Does this one win as well, Harry?
I think it does, and I strongly considered putting those three in an all-up as my play of the day. So I wouldn't knock anyone doing that. I think Aznavour wins. Got a pass mark first up in a stronger maiden. Will derive benefit from the run. Blinkers go on. He'll be forward. Should get every chance. This is a very, very winnable race. Stratum's reward hasn't been favoured by markets in stronger maidens this prep, but it's been racing well enough. The mile should suit. Benefique got home okay last start. Gave the impression he wants more ground, which he gets. And then Billy Frenado might appreciate being on firmer footing. Can only improve on her debut effort. 4, 3, 5, 7.
4, 3, 5, and 7 in race 3. Race number 4. This is over the 9.75. Take out 1. Sandhill's the favourite. 2.70 for Nathan Hobson. Froggy Newitt hitting up to Swan Hill today. Sheriff's Lady, the stablemates, the second pick at $5. Spurge at $7. H.
This is my value bet. I'm siding with one of the locals, the local debutante for Osti Coffee, backers one. Jump out here back in February was very good, and I thought he did enough in his most recent trial to suggest he could prove competitive on debut, and we get a nice enough price. A couple of other locals, Sandhill and Sheriff's Lady, look the other key winning hopes, are favoured in the market. And then Spurge has been prominent in his runs, but has been overrun late. Could be third up and ready to fire, maybe. 3, a bit of value ahead of 4, 9, and 2.
3, black as 1, first start, $10.290. Some nice value from Harry in race 4 at Swan Hill. Race 5. First leg of the quaddie, this one's also over the 9.75. Mr Moppet is the $3.10 favourite. Norbu, $4.20. Rock Tycoon at $5. And then we're down to Tycoon Ronnie at $6.50.
With Rock Tycoon, negates a huge weight allocation with Zoe Lloyd claiming 4 kilos. He's been racing really well this prep in very strong company. Gets the run of the race just behind the leaders. I think realistically probably only needs to run up to his usual standard to be right in the finish. So I'm pretty happy with the price. Stablemate and another local reward with return looks the danger for mine. He's a track and trip specialist. 10 starts at track and trip, 4 wins, 4 minor placings. Mr. Moppet generally fires fresh, was racing very well in Metro Saturday grade at the back end of last preparation. And Mallorca will be strong late. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 2,400. Think Champagne's at $2.60. One scratching, take out the 2. Number 3, Lord Goldberg at $4. Obedience, $4.40. And then Mr. Wolf's at $8.50. Who do you like here?
I'm with number 3, Lord Goldberg, who took up running at Warrnambool last start in stronger grade. I thought stuck on pretty well considering. He's had a jumps trial in the interim. Will appreciate the easier calibre of race and being back on firmer footing. Think Champagne finished off well without a lot of luck in a stronger race last start after dropping back from this trip to 2,100 metres. The opportunity is there for him to lead if he wishes to. If so, gets every chance. Obedience apparently didn't handle the heavy track last start in stronger grade. Was a good winner two back. New Mia at a bit of a price for wider exotics. 3, 1, 6, 4.
3, 1, 6, and 4. Race number 7, over 1600, benchmark 58. Classy Pins 370, the Enzo 420, Okotox 440, and Lunch Session at $5 are the 4 under double figures.
Forgiving of the last run of Okotox after being wide throughout in a stronger race, I think recent form, prior form looks good for this. He'll be up on speed near enough to negates top weight with a claimer engaged, gets a home track advantage. Number 2, Anything But failed to fire for a new stable at the back end of last prep, but form prior was good, ran very well first that last prep, should appreciate kicking off straight over this trip. The Enzo, heard Nathan Hobson saying it was probably his best of the day. Mixes form, I think best efforts are certainly good enough. Classy Pins will appreciate being back on top of ground after a first up fail on the heavy. 1, 2, 4, 7.
1, 2, 4, and 7. Just having a look. I'm just double checking. Mick Sharkey's first race special at Matamata. They're milling behind the barriers about 30 seconds if you want to get on All Black Bourbon. $2.25, Harry, if you want to have a little play for Sharkey's 10-15 luck tester on the Friday. Next race that we're looking at Swan Hill, though, is the third leg of the quaddie. And this is race number 7, a 57. Oh, hang on, we've just looked at that, haven't we?
Yeah, so we're up to
the last leg, which is race number 8, a 64 over 1,300. Crank is at $2.25. McCain, $6. The Phantom Bantam, $7.50.
Yeah, we saved the best for last, Michael. Crank was back and wide, ran on strongly to finish in a blanket photo last start. Was in a stronger race. Billy Egan said the horse would benefit getting over more ground. He gets that here. John Allen gets back aboard. He'd won on this horse in its 2 starts prior. It just ticks all the boxes. I expect it to win. McCain blinkers on after going amiss last start. Run prior was very good. We've already seen subsequent winning form emerge from that race. Mount Mitty won nicely 2 back. And Pillbox comes off a last start win in weaker grade and over shorter, but looks to be of some hope. I think Crank extremely hard to beat. 2, 7, 1, 3.
I like that. The best bet in the last crank. It sounds like there's a few shorties we could roll together today. What's the play of the day at Swan Hill?
Look, best in the last, as I said, race 8, number 2, Crank. Value, race 4, number 3, backers 1. Quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 3. Second leg 1, 3, 6. Third leg 1, 2, 4, 7. Trim up the last leg with numbers 2 and 7 only. You certainly could roll those first 3 favourites together as an all-up. I'm having an exacta in race 2 with number 2, Saint of Catawise, to win, and number 6, Yuan Fen, to run second.
I love it. Harry, good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at the Cranbourne meeting tonight. Trav Noonan to find us all the winners. The rail's out 7, currently on a soft 6. So I wonder if we'll get an upgrade throughout the day. Trav, good morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Michael. Looks a competitive card of racing tonight from Cranbourne. And we've got the 9 races with the Picnic Racing final as well. So very competitive night of racing.
Yeah, great to see that picnic final, giving all the picnic participants a moment in the sun tonight. It'll be the night tonight, isn't it, with the lights. But you know what I mean. Looking forward to getting your thoughts in that race. There's a couple of boom horses and well-back runners as well on tonight's program. The first jumps at 5:30 this afternoon. Five Bulls is the favourite for Nick Ryan. Drawn gate 1, $2.30. Poet Warrior at $3.70 and grand finals at $3.80. Who do you like in the first, Trav?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard to go past Five Bulls. Looking at his run last time at Stall, some people may say it was disappointing, but what they probably didn't note is that the inside of the track that day was a huge advantage, and he was covering ground sort of off the inside lanes, and he still stuck to his task pretty well to finish second, and the start prior at Pakenham was big. This just looks a tailor-made race for him here to break the maiden. I'd be surprised if he got beat, to be honest, Michael. I think the $2.30 is value. I think he's clearly the horse to beat. One Master Ryan is a 10-year-old, which is not something you see often in a maiden. He's very lightly raced, but put in a good effort last time at Kyneton. Three grand final goes in for third. I think he can make his presence felt up on speed. And six Poet Warrior was well beaten last time. I think he's short enough, but he goes in for fourth. 2-1, 3-6, but pretty keen the two breaks his maiden today.
Yeah, Five Bulls could be one of the better bets of the evening at $2.30 in race number one. Race number two is a maiden for the two-year-olds over 1,000. Intriguing race. We take out 1 and 8. Super Thief, they put up $6.50. Didn't last long. J-Car in the saddle. First start, $2.70. See You in Spring, $4.80. The first starter from the Bussett and Young stable. Titans at $6. And then we're down to Kaleidoscope Eyes at $6.50. What do you make of this well-back favourite from what you've seen at the jump-outs, Trav?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. He had a recent jump-out at Wangaratta. It was only in a small field there and worked well. But you'd sort of always... I'm always a little bit of jury out sometimes on the strength of the horses that he's trialling against and jumping out against at those sort of tracks. He's definitely well enough found, I think, at the price. And I think the car factor's definitely been factored into his price. So I'm a little bit sceptical with him at that short price here on debut. So I'm betting around him. I'm going with the 9 Kaleidoscope Eyes. This filly trialled really well at Cranbourne. I actually called the heat, and finishing in front of her was I'm In The Mood, who came out and won at Bendigo on Wednesday. I thought the work was equally as good as that horse. I think she's over the odds here, the 9. To beat the 7 Titans, who just found 1,100 metres at Werribee a little bit too far on debut. Back to the 1,000 looks good, and he can control the race here. No real knocks on 5 Super Thief, but I just think he's too short. 11 See You in Spring, also trial while at Cranbourne. 9, 7, 5, 11.
9, 7, 5, and 11. A little bit of value. Kaleidoscope Eyes at $6.50 from Trav in the second. Race number 3, over the 1,000. Take out 2 and 7. Just Malcolm is a short price favourite here for William Wood. First up into $1.70. Divine Wit, $4.60. The Sistine Tales is at $5. And Panacea is at $5.50. Are you with or against this odds-on favourite, Trav?
No, I'm with him. I think he's been knocking down the door for a while, this galloper, Just Malcolm, and his recent jump out at Sale was very good. He started $3.30, I think, against a good horse at Caulfield last time, I'm Thunderstruck, and the start prior ran second at It's Our Time. Third horse all stardom, came out and won at Caulfield. Just good form for a race like this, and I think he's very, very well placed for Jai McNeil and William Wood. So hopefully, for the connections he gets on the board tonight, I think he takes a power of beating. 5, the Sistine Tales is definitely the danger for the Andrew Noblett team. It was a good run last time at Kilmore when just gunned down on the last ride. I think he'll be better suited back onto a soft surface rather than a heavy track. And then the 1, Divine Wit, goes in for third. Recent jump out was good, and 8, Panacea, ran well on debut. 3, 5, 1, and 8 in the third.
3, 5, 1, and 8 in race 3. Race number 4, over 1,600 metres, take out 6, 11, 13 and 14. So Able is the $3.70 favourite. Mosky, $4.80. Dishies, $5. Smoke and Hard, $6.50. This looks a more open race, Trav.
Yeah, it is. Good addition of the picnic final, but it's an interesting race to sort of work out because a lot of these horses probably aren't at their best at a mile. Some of them better off at 2,000 metres plus, and some of them better off at a shorter trip, the likes of Mosky and Dishy. So I went with a horse who's got a good record here in Killalo. He's been doing a lot of racing this time in the picnics. He was a winner at Woolamai 3 starts back, beating Blinky O'Reilly. That horse has been very competitive in the picnic cups. I just thought he was a bit of value here at around $10, considering he's already won 2 starts at Cranbourne and knows his way around here quite well. So put him on top the 4 to beat the 1, So Able, who's racing in good form this preparation. He won the Balnarring Cup only 3 starts back, ran 3rd in the Woolamai Cup, and ran 2nd at Sale last time. So he has to be very competitive, the 1, So Able. In for 3rd, went in the way of the 8 Dishoos. He's very, very consistent. Gets Sean Cooper, who is the leading picnic jockey this season. I think he rode about 36 winners. He's done a really good job since relocating from New Zealand. And just because Sean's on, this horse has got to be a massive chance. He's also racing in really good form. And 3 Cordoba, the veteran, is racing really well. Competitive race, but 4-1-8-3.
4-1-8-3 in the picnic grand final. Good luck to all the connections tonight at Cranbourne. Race number 5 over the 1,000. We can take out 3 and 8. Luminara is the short price favourite. Even money for Graham Begg. Maximum Velocity at $3. And they dominate the market here.
Yeah, they do. I went the way of Maximum Velocity, the Smiley Chan trained runner. I thought his first up run at Kyneton was very good, and then things just didn't go his way at Colac. He's been sent for a spell. Jump out recently at Cranbourne was very good. I just think there shouldn't be as much between him and Luminara in the market. Happy to be with the 2, Maximum Velocity. No real knocks on Luminara except for the price. She's just very short for a horse who hasn't broken through yet and looks relatively limited. 5, Hayrick Lane goes in for 3rd. Blinkers on, Ben Allen, new prep. I'm just, you know, in a very sort of limited race, I think he can bob up at a price. And 10, Right to Rossa, has done enough to sort of show that she'll be competitive here. 2, 7, 5, 10.
2, 7, 5, and 10. The first leg of the quarter is race number 6, and we can scratch 6. She's on Time, the 290 favourite. Livy Lass, 350. Crimson Nace is at $4.20. Only a small field. How many do we need in the first leg?
Going 2. I think we only need 2 and 3 here, Michael. She's on Time was a good second last time at Sounddown on the Lakeside behind Joanne Doe and the Mockingbird, splitting those 2 horses. She's building fitness. I think getting out to the 2060 is ideal, and she's won here in the past. And the other one's the 3, Crimson Ace, who's just a track specialist. In 7 starts here, she's won 2, ran 2nd in 2, ran 3rd in 3. So she just loves it here at Cranbourne, has never missed the place, and again, is another one who's building fitness and comes back in class. So went with 3, Crimson Ace, and narrowly on top of She's on Time, but I think they're the 2 clear horses to be with in this race. 5, Livy Lass goes in for 3rd. Good last start effort at Pakenham. A little bit of a query up to 2,000 metres. She hasn't faced it yet, but she's racing really, really well. And in for 4th went the 4, Contrition. Bit disappointing last time, but the win before at Ballarat was good. 2, 3, 5, 4, but just taking 2 and 3, first leg of the quad.
All right, 2 and 3, first leg of the quad. Second leg, this is a good race. And it could be a good race for Jamie Carr and Clayton Douglas. They've got the favourite, $2.70. Heir to the Throne, $3.90. Just as soon at $5.
Yep. I think this is going to be a very, very good race for Jamie Carr and Clayton Douglas. The Midnight Shift should be getting straight back into the winner's circle tonight. This is a huge step back in grade to being what he's faced. He's chased home Rebel Racer and Sign Seal Delivery last 2. He sort of both occasions looked the winner at some point and then sort of just faded on his run. I think that can be put down a little bit to race fitness. He's a horse who I think obviously some point during this season is going to go jumping. But he looks really, really well placed here tonight, and I'm keen to be with him the 13, the Midnight Shift. I think he's the best bet on the night. 2, Gravistas, I think, could be the danger at a bit of a price. Patrick Payne, stable flying, trained 4 winners yesterday. This horse was a good effort last time at Kilmore when not getting a lot of luck. He can be your improver, the 2. 3, Heir to the Throne, was very good on his second start for the new stable, flying home late there at Cranbourne. He's on the quick backup and can run well. And then in for 4th went the way of the 11 just as soon. But numbers there in race number 7, 13, 2, 3 and 11.
13, 2, 3 and 11. Race number 8, we get to see the Tassie horse Gallinus back in Victoria, and it's the favourite at 260 over Ocular at 330.
Yeah, this is a good little clash. I reckon Ocular's a little bit underrated here by the market, though, and his recent trial was outstanding. He trialled there at Cranbourne up against the likes of How Romantic and Prophet's Thumb, like some really classy horses, and he was as good as any of them. He won the heat, wasn't placed under a lot of pressure, and he's been a horse that's always shown a lot of ability, and he just might be ready to deliver on it this campaign. I think he's a City Saturday class horse, and here he lobs in a Friday night race against a good horse in Gallinus, but I just don't think the market's giving him enough credit, Ocular, and I'm very keen on him. Happy to be with him, even with the 63. Four Gallinus is definitely the danger. I think he's probably a little bit better over a further than 1,000 metres, and that's probably the case as well with Ocular. I think he's short enough, but he's built a very, very good record, the Tasmanian, and you have to respect Scott Brunton when he brings them over. Five not enough effort. Is a clear gap back to third. If he bring his best form, he'd be right in the game. It's been a while since he's won a race, but he's going okay. And six Rolling Moss was a good winner last time. This is harder, but he's very consistent. 1, 4, 5, 6, but keen on Ocular.
All right, and the last, Ice Baby, is the favourite at 2:30. How do we come home, Trav?
Oh, I think we just come home with Jamie Carr. She's riding as well as anyone at the moment, and she stays all the way to the last race here to ride. Ice Baby looks well placed to break through. Two starts ago, he ran second at Sandown. Last time, he was forgivable. This looks the most winnable race he's been in a while. And I just think he should get the job done here, the five Ice Baby. Four Zoo Manners racing in really good form. He's a very consistent horse. He's going to give Ice Baby something to run down. And then three Torquay's Hope, who's racing as well in good form. He'll be amongst it. And eight, Unchained My Bike, was a little bit unlucky last time and can improve. I know a couple of good judges tipping hit at a price, but happy with the five Ice Baby to beat 4, 3, and 8. Best bet of the night, race 7, number 13, the midnight shift with Jamie Carr and Clayton Douglas. I think he's very well placed tonight. Race 8, number 1, Ocular the next, and the value, race 4, number 4, Kalalo in the picnic final, around $10. I think he's a good price. The quaddy, leg 1, will just take the two numbers, 2 and 3. Leg 2 will go 2 and 13. Leg 3 will just take the 1, Ocular, so a little bit of a risk. And leg 4, 4 and 5. We're going very skinny tonight, Michael, but hopefully the percentage is high and we can get the quad.
Sounds very good, Trav. Good punting this evening.
Thanks, Michael.
Trav Noonan, all his selections for Cranbourne. Don't forget, if you missed any of the tips from the Shark through to the boys on today's Form Focus, jump on rsn.net.au. That's it from me. Enjoy your weekend. Happy punting. We'll be out at Caulfield Trackside tomorrow. Tune in then. In the meantime, Gareth Hall has got a big Friday edition of RSN Central.